This is Pat Paulson, or you can call me by my initials, Pee-Pee. You hear a lot of unpatriotic talk these days that America has lost its edge in mediocrity. Some people are saying it's dead. It only exists on TV and in the movies. Bull feathers. This is a nation rich in mediocrity. Look around you and tell the scoffers and the doubters what you see. Remind them that this is the country that developed the revolving door, the revolving justice system, and the revolving foreign policy. This is a country that has never lost a war and only tied three. Mediocrity dead? No, my friends, it's all around us, stronger than ever, living proof of our national heritage. If it were not, would you be listening to me? And I'm not the only modern folk hero. America abounds in greatness. In literature, we have Daniel Steele. In art, Madison Avenue. And in philosophy, Howard Stern. So hold your head high, America, and look to the sky. Look to the lofty skyscrapers pushing their way through the towering brown clouds that soar high into the ozone layer, and tell me it doesn't inspire a catch in your breath, a tear in your eye, and a murmur in your heart. Tell the doubters that mediocrity is all around us. It's in the food we eat, the clothes we wear, and the music we hear. It's tattoos and tacos and talk show hosts. It's cheap jewels by the bushels and all infomercials. It's mile after mile of gently rolling asphalt, threading its way through virgin forests of bad billboards. The next time somebody tells you that mediocrity is dead, look them right in the eye and say, pooh. Mediocrity is alive and well, healthy and growing, stronger now than it has ever been. Truly the golden age of mediocrity. If civilization lasts 1,000 years, people will still look back and say, this was their average hour.
You know what? Darn it. It's great to be here in Ann Arbor. I'd like to settle down here someday. Ann Arbor, gateway to enchanting Ypsilanti. Okay. You're now listening to Pat Paulson, the most informed candidate in all of our 46 states. I have prepared a short speech for you here in Ann Arbor entitled, How to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?